Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one, half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are listening to courtroom testimony in the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell from the 28th of April, 2023. We're now up to the second half of Tammy Daybell's sister's testimony, Samantha Gwillim, taking the stand for the final time. Let's take a listen.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state will recall Samantha Gwillim to the stand.
She can just take the stand without being resworn. Thank you.
And, Your Honor, I was going to ask if I could be handed State's Exhibit 298.
All right.
It was previously admitted, and I would ask permission to publish it to the jury again.
You may. I'll just remind the witness, Ms. Gwillim, you are still under oath for purposes of your testimony today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Gwillim, yesterday we were talking about your sister Tammy, and this is in fact a photo of Tammy, correct?
Yes, it is.
And I just want to remind the jury, you and Tammy are the only two girls in your family.
Correct.
And prior to her moving to Idaho, you two lived very close.
Yes.
And you saw each other daily.
Every day.
We talked a little bit about what Tammy was doing right before she moved up to Idaho as far as employment. Do you know when she moved to Idaho if she was employed?
They moved at the end of the school year, so it was like June, right after school got out.
Did she end up finding employment later?
They did that next school year. She found employment at another school.
So she continued to work in the school system?
Yes, she loved working with students.
Do you know, did she also continue to work with computers?
Yes. In fact, she helped one of the schools she was at get a whole new computer lab because they didn't have the equipment that they needed. And, you know, it was a big deal. So.
And I know we'd talked about how you found out about her passing.
Yes.
And we'd talked a little bit about her coming to visit in October.
Yes.
And you said on that visit, she seemed healthy to you?
Yes, she did. Tammy had been sick a few years prior, to this happening, where she'd had a bout of depression. And, you know, as we do with any family, I always do visual checks on, you know, your loved ones when you see them later to see how are you doing. You look at them and see, and Tammy looked very healthy and was doing very well. So it was just one of those visual things that you do when you see your loved ones, and she did not look sick at all.
And when she'd been sick before, had she talked to you about it?
Yes.
And on this visit, did she indicate anything about not feeling well?
No.
And I think you said it was actually the contrary. She was telling you about different activities.
Yeah, different activities. She just had a wrist issue, like her wrist was bothering her. That was the only thing that she brought up.
And you found out the morning of her death?
Yes.
And was that October 19th of 2019?
Yes, it was.
When was her funeral?
It was the following Tuesday. It was really quick.
And did that seem odd to you, how quick the funeral was?
Yes, it did.
Did you have any discussions with Chad about that?
Yes, I asked him on a phone call of why we were, you know, doing things so quickly, and he told me that he thought that's what Tammy would have wanted, was to not have all the fuss. I also asked him why he was burying her in Springville instead of Rexburg, because their kids are in Rexburg. He is in Rexburg. I mean, it's his spouse. I'm a sister. We're close. I like having her down there with me, but I'm not her, you know, her husband or their mom. And he said that he thought that it would be better if she was down there because it was cold in Rexburg and under ice and snow all year, and they wouldn't get to visit her as much.
Were some family members unable to attend because the funeral was so quick?
Yes. Several of his side of the family and some other of our family were unable to come because they were out of state or out of the country.
Did that include a son of Chad and Tammy's?
Yes, their son was on a mission in Africa.
And we'd also talked about the summer prior to Tammy's passing, that you'd noticed a difference in Chad.
Correct. He seemed more distant and less wanting to talk to us about things, and we just didn't know if it was because they were living farther away, or we didn't know what was going on. It was really different.
At some point, did you learn that Chad had been remarried?
Yes, we learned. It was actually one month to the day of her burial is when I found out about it.
Did you later learn when he had actually gotten married?
Yeah, because I told my husband to find out, because Chad was still speaking, you know, he was talking to my husband at that point, and I said, you find out when he actually got married, because I feel like that's very quick, even for somebody who's grieving. I'm like, you don't get married 4 weeks after you just buried your wife of almost 30 years. You just don't do that. And we found out it had only been 2 weeks after she had been buried, and we were devastated.
At some point, did Chad indicate, or did you learn the name of his new wife?
Yeah, he told us her name was Lori Ryan, and that her previous husband had a heart attack. And so she had been grieving a spouse as well, and that's why they connected, was that they were both grieving the passing of spouses.
And did you end up learning another name associated with Lori Ryan?
I did. I, as any good sister did, I went to the internet to go see who this woman was. And
I'll object, Your Honor, to anything quoted from the internet.
And, Your Honor, I'm not asking her to quote. I'm simply asking what she learned, and not for the truth of the matter, but as to why she did what she did next.
I'll overrule the objection.
I discovered her name was tied to Vallow, and it brought up newspaper articles about a man in Arizona who had been shot in his own home by a brother-in-law. And I took that to my husband, and I said, I think this is the same woman that he's married. He did not die from a heart attack.
And did you, and based on that, did you end up having a conversation with Chad at some point?
We've had multiple conversations with Chad. Eventually, the last conversation that I've ever had with Chad was in December, was when we asked him to stop lying about what was going on, because there was just so much information that had come to us from the police as well.
And it was based on the information you'd learned from your search of the internet and that the police had told you that led you to believe he was lying?
Yes, because I had seen, you know, as I looked up Lori Vallow's name at that point, I had seen that it had listed, I'd actually seen an obituary for Charles where Kay Woodcock had commented that we will take good care of JJ, and I didn't know who JJ was. There was mention of another daughter, but it didn't say her name, and I thought there's kids involved, and I didn't know anything about who they were, so...
I'm just going to renew my objection. I don't know where we're getting this information from.
Well, I will sustain that. It seems to be coming probably from a hearsay source at this point, Ms. Blake.
After learning that information, did you ask Chad about whether or not Lori had children?
Yes, I did. I asked him in a phone call. I said, so please tell me about this woman that you've married to replace my sister with. And he told me that she had had a hard life, and that the reason why they hadn't told me her name was because she was trying to, you know, stay away from the stigma of what had happened to her. And I said, well, so please help me understand. So now that you've married her, are there children? Because I had seen the other information, and I said, are you going to be raising kids together? You know, Mark will be coming home from his mission. And he told me no, that there's no children and that they were going to be empty nesters.
Just one moment. I don't have any additional questions at this time, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. Cross-examination.
The witness could be handed Defendant's Exhibit C. Is it William?
Yes.
You've been handed what's been marked as Exhibit C. Do you recognize that document?
Yes, I do.
And what is it?
It's my sister's obituary.
Do you know who wrote that?
I wrote it along with some of my family members.
And it, who contributed to the obituary?
Um, I know that Chad had given us some information, but myself and my parents had put it together.
And is this exhibit a true and accurate copy of her obituary?
From what I can see, yes.
Your Honor, I'd move to admit Exhibit C.
Any objection?
No objection, Your Honor.
Very well. Exhibit Defense C is admitted.
So this obituary is, I'm okay if she hangs on to it. I'll ask her a few questions about it. So the information in this obituary is that Tammy Daybell passed away peacefully in her sleep. Do you see that?
Yes.
And where would you get that information?
That was just from what Chad told us.
Okay. And so the information that wasn't from a doctor's report, it wasn't from the police, that was just from what Chad told you?
Correct. Okay. We were led to believe that she was sick and had died in her sleep.
All right. And then you talk about the family history here, and I think you've already mentioned that. We don't need to go through it. But in her obituary talks about her interests in life, and I think you've talked about that as well. Tell me about this book publishing company that Chad and Tammy were involved with.
Yes, they had started a company together, Spring Creek Books.
And what did that do?
They published books that Chad wrote, and they also published books from other authors.
And so was that Chad's full-time job?
Sometimes, yes, but he was mostly on the side. He also, during some of the time, would work at the cemetery during part of this time that they had the company.
Okay. And at one time, did that company go bankrupt?
Yes, they did. They had an issue with some distribution of books with Deseret Book because of how bookstores work, that if they find that they aren't selling enough of them, they can actually send a whole bunch of inventory back. And since they were a small company, it caused them to lose some money financially when they sent, you know, extra books back that they had already printed for them.
So did your sister have to get a job other than Spring Book Company?
Correct.
When it went bankrupt? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No.
And so the did Chad get another job other than Spring Book Company?
I believe so. That's, you know, when he worked for the cemetery.
Okay. Do you know what year they moved to Rexburg, Idaho?
It would have been in, oh my gosh, I don't remember the exact year, to be honest.
Around 2015, or is that too late or too early?
I think that's too early. I'm sorry, I don't recall the exact year that was.
Did you know how many years they lived in Rexburg before Tammy died?
At least 3 to 4.
Okay. So she died in 2019, so maybe they lived in Idaho 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. And so you felt like when Chad and Tammy lived in Utah, that you were close to them and saw them frequently?
Correct.
And when they moved to Idaho, that it became harder to stay in touch?
Correct.
Did Chad talk to you about his near-death experiences?
Yes, he did.
Did he write books about those?
Yes, he did.
Have you read those books?
Only one of them.
How would you describe his books?
Very spiritual in nature.
Were they well received? Did he make money off of them?
He did make some money off of them, yes. I don't know the exact amount.
And so When did you first hear Chad talk about his near-death experiences?
I actually don't recall a time for when that happened.
Was it something before his book was published?
I believe he probably brought it up in conversation. Okay. We hold a lot of that stuff to be, you know, personal. So when people talk about their spiritual experiences, I don't write that down.
But yet Chad was not keeping his experiences personal. He was writing books and going to conferences. And
correct.
So he was trying to make money off of his, what he'd call a spiritual experience.
That's a complicated answer.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't write down your spiritual experiences and try to make money off it. But that's what Chad Daybell did.
That's neither a yes or no question for me.
Okay. And so these conferences that Chad Daybell would go to speak at, would you go to those?
No, I did not.
What were some of those conferences called, do you know?
I know some of them were called Preparing a People.
And he would go and try to sell his books there?
Yes.
And he would go and talk to others about his spiritual experiences?
I believe so.
And you would talk to Chad and your sister about what he was doing?
Sometimes, but it didn't always come up in conversations.
Was your sister going to these conferences with him, or was he going alone?
No, he went alone, mostly. Tammy didn't travel with him to those because she was working and raising children.
So she had a job taking care of the kids, and Chad was out trying to sell books.
Correct.
And do you know where he would go to try to sell his books?
I didn't track him.
What would Tammy or Chad tell you?
That he just had conferences all over the place. He's been to Idaho, Utah, Arizona. I don't know what other states he went to.
Okay. But those are the three that you remember.
I do remember those.
Right. And did your sister help publish these books?
Yes, she did.
And so that was after the Spring Book Company went bankrupt. They tried to make it go again?
Yeah, they still tried to write books, and they found other distributors to help out with distribution of their books or of other authors' books.
Okay. And so did you ever hear Chad and Tammy with you, excuse me, did you ever hear Tammy say, Chad, quit trying to sell books, go get a real job?
No, I was never present for any of conversation like that.
And so Tammy, rather than say, go get a real job, she was supportive of his book-selling endeavors.
I would think so, yes.
In fact, you say she was a computer whiz. Would she help him publish these books?
Yes.
And was she in charge of the graphic design of the books?
Yes.
And so she was an instrumental part in getting these books from Chad's thoughts to publishing and selling.
Yeah.
And you say you've read one of them.
Well, one of the ones that you were referring to, but I've read some of his others, yes.
Oh, okay. And how would you describe the books that you've read?
Most of them are fictional, about what they feel like life could be like for the second coming. It's almost like the same kind of a genre as a dystopian novel that a lot of teenagers read, but his was more geared towards religious aspects, but it was all fiction.
Okay. And would he advertise his books as fiction?
I would believe so, as far as some of them not. It just depends on which book. He wrote several.
Were you aware that one time he said, everything that I've read is true, or everything that I've written is true?
I don't know about that statement.
Okay. He never said that to you?
Personally, I don't recall him ever saying that.
Okay. Now, these books are the content of them. It wasn't something that you were enamored with.
I'm an avid reader, and so I read lots of different things. I would read some to support him, but I also teach school, and I don't have time to always read all the things that get published and put out there.
Yeah. Did your sister Tammy, did she believe what Chad was writing was true?
I don't know.
Did she tell you that it was fiction? It's really just made up stuff.
Well, a lot of it was based on what he probably felt would happen in the future, but it was still a fictional story.
Okay. I think you said you never went to any of these conferences or seminars that he would speak at?
No.
And Tammy, as far as you know, did not go to any as well.
Well, I'm sure maybe she went to a couple of them, but for the most part, she didn't go to all of them.
Now, you indicate that your sister was an empty nester at the time of her death.
I never said that about my sister.
You mentioned empty nester. That was Chad's statement to someone else?
No, that was his statement to me about him and Lori being an empty nester.
Were Chad and Tammy empty nesters when Tammy died?
Well, they still had a son that lived at home, and they had a son on a mission who would come home and live with him when he came home. They are older children, but they still had children around.
And when you say mission, what are you talking about?
In our Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a lot of our youth go out and serve a religious mission for 2 years. And Mark was on one to Africa.
And so Chad and Tammy didn't have any minor children at the time of her passing?
No.
Okay. So all of her children were adults?
Were adults, yes.
When you talked about Chad being part of a cemetery crew, what is a sexton? What does that mean?
They oversee everything that happens at a cemetery, the burials of everybody's loved ones. They make sure that the mortuaries and the vault companies, they make sure that the hole is dug and they put in the vault and they maintain the space so that it's, the lawn is taken care of and, all the general upkeep that goes with making something stay nice.
And how long did Chad do that?
I don't remember the exact years, but he was there for quite some time.
Did he do that as in high school? Did he start out doing that?
Yeah, he did. He started out as a teenager that he worked there with his siblings. It was a summer job.
And then as an adult later, he was still interested in that.
Correct. Because it was something he knew how to do, and it paid well.
Okay. Do you know if he took a job as a cemetery sexton in Idaho?
No.
Do you know why?
Do I know why what?
Do you know why he would not be looking for a job other than writing books?
I don't.
Now, these visits that you had with your sister that you've talked about, were those in the summer of 2019 before she died?
Which visits are you referring to?
June or July of 2019, a visit when your sister came and something was off with Chad.
Yeah, that happened in June. They came and stayed with us.
June of 2019.
Yes, they'd come down from Idaho to celebrate Chad's mom's birthday. His parents live in our same town, and they stayed with us for part of that visit.
And then was there another visit just a month later in
July? Yes, in July, but we didn't know they were in town. They were they had not written a book, but they had published a book for another author. That there was a movie premiere tied to that book, but I hadn't heard about it. It was for The Fighting Preacher, and they happened to be in town for that. And they just showed up at our door to give me my birthday present.
And that was when Chad would not come in to visit with you.
Correct. He sat in his car.
And that was unusual.
It was very unusual.
And then the last time you... Or the next time you saw your sister was in October of 2019?
Correct.
And that was also in Utah?
Yes.
And Tammy looked healthy and fine?
Yes, she did.
Did she ever say to you, my husband has had a vision that I'm going to die?
No, she never mentioned that to me at all.
Would you be surprised to hear anything like that coming from your sister?
Yeah, I would be surprised by that.
As far as you know, Tammy had a full life, a healthy, happy person.
Yeah.
She was not making arrangements to die.
No.
No. And... and so... when Chad told you she was coughing and died, did you suspect something off?
I felt like, and I wasn't sure why, but I did. I felt like something had happened to her, and I didn't even know why. I had no reason to suspect Chad. I had no reason to suspect anything, but I do... feel as a spiritual person myself that my sister was telling me that something had happened to her.
Did your sister tell you about being shot at?
Yes, they told us that some kid was pranking with a paintball gun because that's what they were told.
And so your visit with your sister Tammy was after the paintball
shooting. No, it was before the paintball shooting that happened after.
Ms. Williams, could you please make sure to wait until Mr.
Archibald's okay, thank you.
Ms. Williams.
Sorry.
When anyone's talking, please, I know it's difficult and stressful, but please wait until the question's completed. It just helps our court reporter to keep the record.
All right, thank you. Sorry.
No, sorry about that. So your visit with your sister Tammy in October of 2019, your personal visit face-to-face, was before the paintball incident?
Correct.
And so you must have talked to her on the phone then after the paintball incident?
No, we didn't talk on the phone. We messaged.
Okay. So in texting or?
Yes.
All right. So after Chad remarried, did you meet his new wife?
No. They left for Hawaii shortly after we found out, so I never met her.
There was also a trip to Knott's Berry Farm.
Correct, that they took over Thanksgiving.
Okay. So the end of November of 2019, Chad and Lori and all of Chad's kids went to Knott's Berry Farm. Is that right?
That was part of their trip. I believe they, went to the beach and things too.
Okay. And how would you have learned about that?
Chad told us.
All right. Did you see photos of that event?
No, I didn't.
From Chad's kids? Did you hear from Chad's kids about
that? Yeah, they had told us about it. I think they actually, a couple of their kids showed us pictures of them at the beach, but I didn't see anything else past that.
Okay. And that was in late November of 2019?
Yes.
I'm sorry for the loss of your sister.
Thank you.
Ms. Blake, redirect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just briefly. You were asked a lot about Tammy's employment and Chad's employment.
Correct.
When you talked to Chad in December of 2019, did he indicate to you how he and Lori were going to support themselves?
Well, I know that they had the life insurance money that they'd gotten from my sister and that they were going to, I think, take some time. And he was probably going to write some more books.
And in the past, Chad had relied on Tammy to contribute to the finances.
Correct.
Chad was not able to financially support the family by himself.
No.
And he didn't indicate to you that he'd found a new profession to do that.
No.
So presumably he may have needed to rely on support from his new spouse.
Correct. He told us that she had lots of money.
You were asked if you ever met Lori. Did Chad ever come around your family after he was remarried?
No. In fact, he wouldn't even tell my parents he had gotten remarried. He made his daughter call my mom.
And you were asked about Lori and Chad taking some of Chad's children to Knott's Berry Farm?
Yes.
And did you say they told you about that?
Yes.
And that was in late November?
Yes.
So just the next month was when Chad informed you there were no minor children?
Correct.
You were also asked about, in the obituary, how you got the information that she'd passed away peacefully in her sleep, and that came from Chad?
Correct.
You were asked if you heard about that from a doctor?
Yes.
And at that time, it was just Chad relaying that information to you?
Yes.
At some point, did you learn different information from a doctor or medical examiner?
Yes.
Did Chad ever tell you about having a vision that Tammy would die before she was 50?
He never said that to us at all.
And Chad and Tammy had 5 children together?
Correct.
Are all 5 of those children still alive?
Yes.
I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases as we follow them for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.